This is a download from BBC Learning English. To find out more, visit our website.
6 minutes vocabulary
from bbclearningenglish.com.
Hello and welcome to 6 minute vocabulary. I'm Neil.
A very smart Neil, and I'm Catherine. Why are you wearing a suit, Neil? Are you looking very smart for work?
Well, yes, you're right. I am wearing a suit because I'm going to a wedding.
Oh.
At
lovely.
1 o'clock.
Very good. I love weddings.
I love weddings too. I'm going to another one on Saturday.
Fantastic, Neil. And at and on are two of the words we're discussing in today's programme.
Yes, because we're talking about time expressions with in, on and at.
We'll explain why we say at 1 o'clock but on Saturday.
Yes, and we'll give you lots of examples.
Let's start by listening to Mike and Rob. They're trying to find a time to meet up.
Think about this question while you listen. What time can Rob meet Mike?
How about lunch on Monday, Rob?
Well, I've got a meeting at 11:30.
OK. Are you free on Tuesday?
The engineer's coming at lunchtime. The washing machine's flooded again. It happened at Easter too.
Well, what are you doing in the afternoon?
Sorry, I'm playing football.
OK. Perhaps we could meet in the pub on Saturday evening?
We've got guests at the weekend. How about this afternoon at 2:30?
So, we asked you, what time can Rob meet Mike?
And the answer is, at 2:30.
When we say a particular time on the clock, we use at.
So we say at 2:30, at 3 o'clock.
We also use at in other time expressions. Listen out for them in this clip.
How about lunch on Monday, Rob?
Well, I've got a meeting at 11:30.
OK. Are you free on Tuesday?
The engineer's coming at lunchtime. The washing machine's flooded again. It happened at Easter too.
So Rob had a meeting at 11:30. It's at because it's a time.
That's right. We also heard at lunchtime. We use at with particular points during the day, like meal times. So it's at breakfast, at lunch, at dinner.
And also we say at noon, at midnight.
Now, Rob said his washing machine flooded at Easter. We use at to talk about a special day or group of days. So it's at Easter. At New Year.
At Christmas. So that's at. Now let's look at on. We use on with days of the week. So on Monday, on Tuesday.
We also use on with specific dates. On the 3rd of May. On June the 20th.
Mm-hmm. And we use on with specific days. On Christmas Day. On Easter Sunday. On my birthday.
That's right. But remember, it's at Easter, at Christmas, when we are referring to the general time period.
Good. Now let's listen to another clip with more time expressions. This time, listen out for the time expression with in.
What are you doing in the afternoon?
Sorry, I'm playing football.
OK. Perhaps we could meet in the pub on Saturday evening?
We've got guests at the weekend. How about this afternoon at 2:30?
So we had in the afternoon. We use in with parts of the day. So it's in the morning, in the afternoon, in the evening.
But did you notice that it's on Saturday evening? If we use a day of the week plus morning, afternoon or evening, we use on.
And we also use in with seasons. So it's in spring, in the winter.
We use in with months and years. So it's in June, in 1996.
Notice also that Rob said at the weekend.
Rob speaks British English, so he used at the weekend. Some other speakers will say on the weekend. It's perfectly fine.
6 minutes vocabulary
from the BBC.
And we're talking about time expressions with in, on and at.
We are. So to recap, we use on with days of the week, dates, and special days.
We use at with times and particular points in the day.
British people say at the weekend.
And we also use at with festivals.
We use in for seasons, months and years.
And now for a quiz. Fill the gaps with in, on or at. Ready? Number one. What do you usually do the weekend?
And the answer is at.
Good. Number two. Don't be late. The film starts 9.
And the answer is at.
And the last one. There are usually fireworks in London New Year's Eve.
And the answer is on. Well done if you got them all right.
Well done indeed. And now for today's top tip for learning vocabulary. Instead of learning individual new words one by one, try learning small chunks of language like time phrases. They will be easier to learn and they make your English sound a lot more natural.
There's more about this at bbclearningenglish.com. Join us again for more 6-minute vocabulary.
Bye.
Goodbye.
6 minutes vocabulary from the BBC.